Good evening. Continuing in the halachos of Lashon Hara, so the Chafetz Chaim brings down, of course, as we've already established, the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara, whether you are in front of the person, you're not in front of the person, behind the back, not behind the back, it doesn't matter, speaking about another person that could potentially lead to their reputation being tainted in some way, so that is a direct violation of Lashon Hara. Says the Chafetz Chaim, of course, this also applies even if you meant it as a joke. As we know, a joke needs to be funny for both sides. So you can't, if you poke fun at somebody, and that will lead to potentially their name being ruined or tainted in some way, so then that also falls into the category of Lashon Hara, mid de'oraisa, says the Chafetz Chaim. Listen to his words. Ra'od es godol isra Lashon Hara. See how deep rooted this isra of Lashon Hara goes. Sha'afilu eno medaber mitoch hasina. Even if you didn't mean it in a malicious way, v'lo neskavin b'hasibar lignoso, you didn't mean to mess up this individual by telling over this story, by making this comment, rak omer derech schok v'derech kalos rosh. You meant it as a lighthearted joke. Nevertheless, says the Chafetz Chaim, af al pi kein, kivan sha'al pi emes, divrei gnai hu, since it is something that is negative and will be treated with a negative connotation and will leave his reputation tainted, so then, iser min ha-Torah. This is a prohibition from the Torah. This is actually recorded already in the Yerushalmi. This is recorded in the Yerushalmi in Meseches Peah. The Gemara over there brings down a story that there were a group of friends that were going on a tiul, and they went on this trip. And one of the chevra, someone from the chevra, decided to stay behind. His name was Bar Chometz. Right, that was his name. Bar Chometz was his name. He decided that he was gonna stay behind for the tiul. So when they're out on their spitzir, when they're out on their trip, so the chevra's talking and they say, okay, what are we gonna have for lunch today? So someone made a joke and he said, what we should have for lunch is chumtza. Chumtza is some sort of a barley dish, some sort of a cholent or something. That's what we should have for lunch. It was like a joke to poke fun over the fact that their friend Bar Chometz didn't come. We should have chumtza for lunch. So everyone's laughing. Rabbi Yochanan said, you just spoke Lashon Hara. I meant it as a joke. No, this is called Lashon Hara Betzina. It has the same level of prohibition. Something we have to remind ourselves. Just like yesterday, we spoke about a case of Lashon Hara that we all fall into. It happens all the time that we just speak, you know, oh, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about in learning. That's not a nice way to talk, and we poke fun at one another, even if we just mean it as a joke. You never know what it could lead to. You never know what kind of a permanent stain it could leave on a person's reputation. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos Es Yisrael Lefikach, Hir B'lehem Torah Mitzvah Shenamah, Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, Rabbi's Kaddish. Amen.